every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANEOACAJAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPANFLAFCNBA.
NHL.
NHL.
NASCAR.
CCCP.
Huh?
Oh. Forgot about that, huh? That's what they used to have on all the sides of all the Russian rockets. We don't speak for any of them there, guys. NASCAR, we don't speak for guys that only turn left. You turn right in NASCAR, that's a big issue. We only speak for ourselves. The opinions are ours and ours alone.
That's the longest disclaimer in the history of mankind.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
You guys at home couldn't see. Shelly had the... Normally, Shelly has to grab the mic at the last second from whatever she's doing. This time, she's got the mic to her mouth, so I just extended it a little bit because it was kind of attractive. Oh! So, it's a warm, warm day.
It's toasty.
In Southern Cal. I'm feeling sorry for the people in Colorado. By the time this show goes up, hopefully that'll all be taken care of. But I've been praying for you guys and your families because the whole state is washing away up there right now. How you doing, Shelly?
I'm fine. Everything is beautiful.
See, you're trying to give everyone song stick with that.
Everybody only knows two lines, so it doesn't matter.
Everything is beautiful in its own way.
Like a...
Good neighbor, State Farm. Is there.
Wow,
we're gonna play song change.
That's the Barry Manilow thing. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah,
the very strange melody.
Yeah, very strange medley.
Or medley.
Because I know the whole thing.
Because what a lot of people don't know is that before he was making money writing the songs that make the whole world sing, he wrote the jingles that make the whole world sing. And a bunch of them. He did all kinds of stuff. He did American Bandstand's jingle.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
He did Kentucky Fried Chicken. He did McDonald's
Jack
ones.
In the Box.
He did
State Farm.
A Good Neighbor, State Farm is There. He wrote that one.
Band-Aid.
I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me.
I know the whole medley. I listened to that. It was on Barry Manilow Alive was the name of the album. It was a two-album set of his live performances.
Are you a fan of Lowe?
I was when I was younger. I mean, I still like his
Barry
stuff.
Barry Manilow, the man of a thousand sweaters, all of them mauve?
All of them mauve. No, he had a beige one once. I saw it.
I heard an interview with him one time, and he said, I don't get it. He goes, I write decent songs. He goes, I am the flattest singer ever. He goes, my songs are way better when other people sing them. He goes, I don't know what the attraction to me is. He goes, I really have a flat voice.
And he's written a lot of songs for other people. I mean, he wrote a bunch of stuff for Bette Midler. They're quite good friends.
Yeah. So what other ones, Shelley? What else did he write for in there?
We're at this I have to start at the beginning thing.
Okay, then let's talk about that on another show.
Talk about something else.
Talk about that on another show.
Yeah, because the VSM, that's what it's called. It's like a 20-minute song, so you don't want me to start it.
No.
No. Although we could just use it and lead on music's done, we're done. Shelly can sing. We shall.
Actually, you know what's interesting about that is lead out music? Each of those things is less than 30 seconds, even though it's all in a kind of a continuous thing.
Right.
It's not a song.
No.
It is a bunch of tidbits of songs.
Right.
We could probably get away with that.
But why would you want to?
It's good.
I had a bunch of downloads one time where I found all these old Budweiser commercials with, like, everyone doing it. It's like Fleetwood Mac does a Budweiser commercial. Journey does a Budweiser commercial. There's, like, you know, Ray Charles does a Budweiser commercial.
It's like in Demolition Man, they called them Mini Tunes. All the music had been banned because it was too inflammatory, so everybody had to listen to Mini Tunes, which were commercials.
Yes. Well, you know what that means.
It means it's time for our audience to wake up.
Yeah, wake
well,
up.
It's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Shelly racing to the news desk.
Ow. Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Can you see? Is there people out on the beach? Can you see them? There's got to be. It's a nice day.
Oy vey, there's a naked topless woman out there.
Damn. Mark and I run over to the window.
Wow, she shouldn't be naked or topless.
At least not without sunscreen.
Or a visor for us.
Let us and tomatoes. Where are we? We are in Fresno.
Let me guess who sent this in.
Bill, Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill P.
Are you...
We've had no shout-outs this week.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do any shout-outs, did we? Let's see.
Bill.
Phil. Bill. Donald. Brian.
Did Fran send the one last time from Tennessee?
No.
She's busy.
Fran is up to her neck in football season.
Tennessee.
So.
Yeah, I guess she would be, wouldn't she?
So anyway, we're in Fresno. Across the street from the Sequoia Elementary School, deputies were called to the scene because parents reported men with armed rifles guarding a farm.
As opposed to unarmed rifles?
did I say it was armed?
Armed rifles.
Okay. Men armed with rifles. Sorry. Whatever. And it was supposedly, you know, the farm's been there, and it raises bitter melons, corn, all sorts of things.
Something else.
Well, hidden amongst, I can't talk now, the crops was marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bill's response to this was, why did they guard them with armed guys? Nobody would have noticed. That was like bonehead maneuver number one.
Don't steal my bitter melon.
Yes.
Well, you know, it used to be common up in the Pacific Northwest that they would grow weed in with Christmas tree lots.
Yes.
And when they would harvest the Christmas trees, they would harvest all the weed, yes. And they would pack it inst among the trees because apparently, I don't know what it is about pine tree smell, but first of all, they never used drug-sniffing dogs, at least back then, on the lumber trucks. But I guess the pine tree smell is so intensely overbearing that you can't really smell the weed. And we used to get weed down here that we used to call it Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It smelled just like pine trees.
We are now in the Bronx.
The Bronx?
The Bronx, New York. Calvin Presnell. He's 28 years old. He was arrested for what they are calling disturbing attacks on women. They are disturbing.
Are there attacks that are not disturbing?
That's true. That's like when they put pictures in, and I've said this a million times. You open up your grocery store circular, and there's a picture of grapes, and it says, you know, grapes are on sale. It says grapes, and then underneath it, it says fresh. Why do they need to put fresh in there?
Yeah, old grapes.
Fresh as
they're
opposed
really
to rotten.
They're really on sale.
Because any grape that's not fresh is known as a different name.
Wine.
Raisins.
Well, but they do it on everything. Wine, yeah. Bananas. Ripe. As opposed to green.
And not only that, the ripe bananas usually are pretty green.
Tomatoes. Yeah. Juicy. As opposed to the dry, hard ones that we want to get.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
At any rate.
Juicy navel oranges. As opposed to those ones that have been out on the counter for a week that are kind of the sides are sticking in on them.
That's what it's marketing.
Well, all it does is make me go,
Greatest marketing ever?
Repeat.
Yes, we've heard that one a million times. Thank you, sweetie.
I know, but it's
at any rate, can we get on with the attacks here?
Yeah, go.
Sure.
He choked three women unconscious. Now, not all at the same time, obviously. He's only got two hands.
Was it during sex?
No, just on the street. He would grab these women, pull them into an alley or a corner or something like that, choke them until they passed out, then take their shoes and socks off and smell their feet.
Whoa.
What the heck?
Wow.
One of the attacks was caught on camera.
Okay.
But then he doesn't hurt them. He just leaves them there. They're unconscious, laying there on the ground.
I think he probably already hurt them by choking them to unconsciousness.
You know what I mean? He doesn't, like, do anything else.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this guy could have saved himself a lot of trouble by working at a shoe store selling women's shoes.
That's true.
Because I worked at a shoe store for a while at JCPenney's, and we had a guy, all he wanted to do was sell women's shoes. And we used to look at him because he'd be like putting the shoe on, he'd be doing it like all slowly. We'd be like, okay, something's creepy about Ernie over there, man. Ernie spends a lot of time like helping that shoe on this woman's foot. I'm like, ooh, wow.
Peter Gallery said this sounds like Al Bundy.
That's right. The Al Bundy effect.
Yeah, but Al Bundy always worked with older fat women. He'd be like, "Oh, I hate working here." I worked selling shoes.
So did I.
I'll tell you what.
Skirts.
Every once in a while, you know that a guy developed the thing. There's a thing you sit on that's a little stool. It has a 45 degree angle thing of which a woman in a short skirt lifts her leg to put up on there to get you to try on her shoes.
Yeah. That's a gynecological example.
Dude, you cannot miss. And every once in a while, we had this gal. She was clearly an exhibitionist, which the very first time was cool. She'd come in. She wouldn't wear any panties or anything. She like, and like good-looking women, she'd put her leg out there. She'd be like, hey, hey, hey. And, you know, and you'd be like, oh. And she would try on like 20 pairs of shoes. The problem is the second time she comes in, you're like, eh, I've already seen that. Where's the new guy? Where's Ernie? Ernie, come
here. Go help her.
Okay, we have a story about the there isn't a name for this guy that's nasty enough, I don't think. James Andrew Weldon.
Three names.
Yeah, but well, it's sort of a drug story, but not really. His girlfriend, who is identified only by her initials RL, because apparently there's going to be some lawsuits.
Oh. Yeah.
She was pregnant. That's his girlfriend. She got pregnant. She was excited. She was happy about it. She took her little sonogram in to work to show her coworkers and everything. And her gynecologist was her boyfriend's father, which is very weird.
Ooh.
He's an ob-gyn, you know, delivers babies. She went in for her exam and to confirm the pregnancy and everything.
Did he say, I have to give you some anesthesia?
No. Dad said, yep, you're pregnant. Congratulations. Here's some prenatal vitamins, blah, blah, blah. Had her pee in a cup. She leaves. Later that afternoon, her boyfriend calls her and says, hey, Dad said you've got like a mild infection or whatever. He gave me some antibiotics for you.
Uh-oh.
What happened was the son.
Morning after pill or something?
Grabbed one of his dad's prescription pads and knowing a little bit about drugs because, you know, his dad's a doctor. Got a prescription for an ulcer medication.
Oh.
One of the main side effects. It is highly regulated. It's only for severe ulcers, and it will never be given to pregnant women because one of the main side effects is it's an abortifacient. He put them in a different bottle, gave it to her, said, here's the antibiotics Dad gave you. She said, oh, okay, and she took one. The next day started bleeding, cramping, and lost the baby. He is now in jail, obviously. He admitted that he did it.
What's he in jail for?
Well, they were trying to get him in jail for murder, but that didn't go. What did they charge him with? Let me scroll down here.
Wow, that's a special kind of bad guy right there.
Well, he was arrested for several things.
Writing a prescription?
Yeah, that
dispensing
and
medication without a license.
Yeah. Right, and voluntary manslaughter,
which is probably it's probably a felony.
Oh, just the stealing his dad's prescription pad and writing is a 15-year sentence. Just that alone.
That's the one they should focus on.
Because they'll get that for sure.
They have problems with some of the other ones.
Yeah, because the other ones are and
when you saw the other guy in I don't know if it was this show or the last show, he only got 8 years for involuntary manslaughter, and you get 15 for the stealing the pad.
Well, and they he admitted it to the deputies that arrested him. Because the deputy said, so what happened when you gave her the medication? And he told the deputy, well, I guess she'll have a miscarriage. And that's what happened. So he admitted to the deputy later on. He lawyered up and said, oh, no, I'm innocent. And the girl's lawyers produced the text message string in which she said, I think I'm pregnant. And he demanded she have an abortion. So, yeah, that's not going to go well for him. And his father is like, yeah, his father wouldn't bail him out. Y'all can just stay in there. Let's see. We are in... This is kind of a little oddball story. In North Miami Beach.
Everything in North Miami Beach is a little oddball.
Where's North Miami Beach?
Oh, Florida! We have had so few Floridas lately.
I know. Stalin Enrique Hernandez.
Uh-oh.
Three names.
In Miami. He may or may not have been under the influence. Story doesn't say what happened after he was arrested. But they think he probably was under the influence of some sort of a substance.
We'll tell you right now. What's the story?
He was walking down the street. A police patrol officer had pulled over and had gotten out of his car to talk to someone else. He said he thought he locked the car, but apparently he didn't.
Oh, he went for a little joyride?
He couldn't have locked the car, because if he had, he would have locked the car keys in the car. Because the squad car was sitting there on the side of the road with the key in the ignition.
Oftentimes they leave them running, too.
Yeah, so Stalin thought, wow,
Why not?
A cop car. Got in it, drove away.
Why not?
When he was finally apprehended, can you imagine being the cop? You turn around, your car's gone.
Grand theft cop car.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's never going to live it down around the office.
Oh, and the thing is, he didn't even try to resist arrest. He just drove, like, around the block a few times. They found him a couple of blocks away near an on-ramp to the West Dixie Highway, and they confronted him. So he rolled down the window and said, "I just wanted to drive around for a little." That was it.
Drugs. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, you could probably go on some ride-along. You know, with the cops as a volunteer.
You probably could, but then you wouldn't get to drive the car, which is the cool part.
Look at Shelly.
You bought donuts.
You could. Winchell's and Yum Yum Donuts and all those, like, chain stores, they give cops donuts for free. And you never hear about them getting robbed either, because you know at any moment a cop could drive in there for his free donut.
That is true. And finally, because we're running out of time. This is the one I'm looking for. In Tokyo. Now, we all know...
Hello, Tokyo.
Yes. We all know that... How shall I put this? The Japanese really like their cartoon characters.
Oh, yeah.
Anime-onomics.
Yes. Well, no, but this isn't about anime.
Hentai.
Apparently, they have tons of, like, lots of companies and organizations and stuff have little cartoon characters as their mascots.
Huh.
Well, the Asahikawa prison in Hokkaido?
See, this is one of those stories that it goes from cartoon characters to the prison.
Yes, we're now at this prison in Hokkaido. People, they were worried about their image because people think of it as a dark, forbidding place.
Where they want people to be able to travel there more nicely?
A prison.
Yes, so they hired a PR firm to create a mascot for them.
Oh, my God.
It's a 6 foot tall.
Is it a guy taking it in the rear?
No, it's a 6 foot tall little cartoon guy with a little peach colored face and a purple flower hairdo.
Wow.
Take it in the
Only in Japan.
Yes. And the character's name is Katakuri-chan.
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 I'd love to know what that translates to.
I'm quoting the prison warden here said, "We made the character to change the image into that of a facility open to society and supported by society."
Except
that they're criminals.
Open to society.
You know what it is? It's Japanese culture in general when it comes to the media. I saw a video the other day, not a porn video or anything, but this girl is like doing like some kind of like step training exercise. And there are these gigantic poodles that are all wearing like workout outfits and stuff.
Giant poodles.
And they're doing it right along. And it is the weirdest. I'm sure if you look up like
poodle
workout or something, it is. I'm like, really? They've got to be doing some kind of drugs.
I know, but you know what I love about the Japanese entertainment stuff? Is that it's genuinely entertaining. I don't understand crap what's going on, but it's genuinely entertaining. Americans just make stuff that's bad.
They have a Tetris game, and you stand on this platform, and this thing is coming towards you with the shape of a Tetris symbol as a hole through this wall, and you have to torque your body in a way that it doesn't shove you off the platform to your death. It's really into a thing of water, but, you know, if they put some sharks in the water, that'd be awesome.
The Japanese version of Shark Tank.
Absolutely.
That's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com. We have a topic, Shelley.
And it would be, because I've forgotten now, something about writing,
right to remain silent.
There you go, right to remain silent.
Mark, how did this come up?
Yes, Mark, tell us all about it.
I was at a celebration last night.
Celebrating times,
20
come
years
on.
Of Let's sobriety. Celebrate.
20 years.
20 years. Not a little more than a moment or two. Actually,
not your 20 years.
No, not
else's.
My 20 years. Actually, 20 years of sobriety for the only person I've ever met in the program who has seen me loaded.
Who has what?
Who has seen me loaded?
Oh,
childhood friend of my cousin's.
Not true. Not true.
Not true. Why?
How about our friend Lee? Has Lee ever seen you loaded?
Nope. Nope.
Oh, you're already sober then, huh?
I've seen him loaded.
Oh, you've seen him loaded a bunch of times.
But, yeah, so was at the gala event, and...
You know it's a good one when you can refer to it as a gala event.
It was fun. It really was. But there was one of those... I actually got there, and I was there for about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I sat down, and this conversation had just begun... About somebody not understanding why any of the other 12-step programs were even necessary. Because he's gotten everything he ever needed out of AA. Which is great for him.
Yeah. More power to him.
I'm not jumping
but keep,
in.
But keep that to yourself.
I'm not jumping in the conversation yet.
Right to remain silent.
Because I just got there and I don't know the lay of the land or the people or the relationships. And then he continues on. And on.
And on.
And to quote Ron White, I had the right to remain silent. I did not have the ability to.
Nice.
So it turned into one of those discussions.
Now, you know, give us a smidgen.
Singleness of purpose. You know, I go to AA because I don't need to hear a... dissertation on how much meth somebody did, because we all know a 15-minute drunkalogue is so much better than a 2-minute drugalogue.
Yeah, clearly.
And we all know that life is about, you know, it's just about what you use. It's not about what you do today to recover.
Yeah.
So yeah, I felt the need to jump in and kind of start calling them on the old singleness of purpose, and isn't our primary purpose to help the addict or alcoholic or whatever the disease is who still suffers?
Absolutely.
And don't we have a responsibility to the newcomers?
True.
And, you know, like I said, Shelley, you know, that one night I was at the meeting that you were secretary of, the big one, and there was a great speaker, and he said, if you're new around here, we want to hear from you. A little. And, you know, and yeah, we do. We do want to hear a little. You know, but we have a 3 to 5 minute suggested rule for a reason, because I could stop somebody for that, but sometimes they just they want to share.
Do,
they need
do
to
you? Because I know there's sometimes when someone's got 3 to 5, and they're like 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
and for whatever the reason is, either where it, like it's a real heartfelt share, yeah. or they're having a real problem, or whatever they're sharing is like on a roll and it's yeah. really good. I just don't have the heart to stop them. Even though I'll see people in the room like looking at their watch and everything, I'm like, easy does it.
I'm in charge of stopping them, and I'm getting something out of this.
Yeah. Managing control.
That's right. So, but Bruce, you ever had that thing where you know you should have just kept your mouth shut?
Oh, yeah, like most of the time.
Open mouth, insert foot.
I do it all the time here on the show. Yeah, you fucking cut me off again. I just had to make amends to Shelley during the break. Did a 10th step. Sweet. Took care of it already. I'm going to sleep soundly tonight. Shelley's going to be resentful the rest of the day.
Probably not. I'm planning on having a nap.
Yeah, well, you know what? Usually...
Shelley's got this thing full of hash oil that she's looking at.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, she's got one of these vapes.
It's a stick.
She's got a...
It's called Driptonite is the flavor.
Driptonite. Does this thing remind
like
you
fruity thing.
Of like a some kind of pipe for sure?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of specific instances because there's probably so many where I've said things. I think where I've really probably done that the most, and we've done it sometimes on the show actually, mm-hmm. probably all of us, where we're going to share about something, and we don't want to share specifically because we don't want to name anyone, and then the name slips out. We're like, so this one time with Joe.
Yeah, it just happened on the last show.
Yeah, because I've done that before. I'm intimating something with someone who's working on a step, and I'm saying, you know, I have this person I work with that's done this and this and this, and then, you know, Steve was telling me, and then the guy looks at me and goes, oh. Steve did that? And I'm like,
different Steve. You don't
yeah,
know
you don't know this Steve. So it's a completely different Steve.
Yeah.
So I have run into that more on Facebook, actually, where someone puts a post up and I write some blazing response. And sometimes I delete them, and I don't send it because, you know, possibly not saying anything is better than saying something. And usually for me, it's often political in nature. And what I, you know, and for me, because I associate the show with my Facebook page and everything, and it's an outside issue, and it's like, even though it's my thoughts, sometimes...
Our show is about outside issues.
Sometimes it's, yeah, sometimes it's better for me to just
right.
not.
I try to hold back politically a lot.
Yeah. How about you, Shelly?
There are things that people say in meetings repeatedly that 99% of the time I keep my mouth shut. But it's always like the same group of things. They're the thing. They're like my pet peeves.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Oh, you do? Do you?
I do. Go ahead.
Go there, please.
One of my favorite ones is when the newcomer says, "I'm going to fight this thing."
No,
because instantly I go, "I'm thinking bad idea."
You're going to surrender.
Because if you were going to fight this thing, you're going to lose, just like you did every other time.
Yeah, you've been fighting it.
Yeah, it ain't working. But I don't. Once in a while, I'll respond to that in my own general way, you know. But most of the time, I don't say anything because somebody else usually gives them the smackdown, and I don't have to. That's one of them. What was the one you were thinking of that was my pet peeve?
The type where someone's like really new in the program, they go. You know, they got like 4 days. They're like, I'm really in touch with my higher power now, and everything is great. It, you know, it's like they're pink clouding it, but it's like, or they're like, I'm really, this is my favorite one. You know, I've got 4 days. I'm really, really working my steps now. And I'm like, really? It, not just step, but steps up.
Yeah, steps
now I'm like, so you already got a sponsor on your third day in the treatment center, right? And they're like, well, no. But I don't say that, you know, because it's a faux pas.
Yeah.
No, but that just makes me giggle. The whole, I'm really getting in touch with my higher power. Really? Wow. You're awesome.
Yeah.
You go. Rock
yeah.
on.
Translation of such? The fog is beginning to lift.
Yeah.
I picked a higher power.
Yeah. I saw the trees this morning. Oh, it was my higher power. Yes. No, my sponsor told me that unless it's your business, keep your mouth shut. So unless I'm, unless I know that somebody's really going to do a face plant in terms of their recovery, I'll let them get down with their bad selves, and their sponsors can deal with it later.
How about this, Mark? Oh. When you don't, when you, what was the Ron White quote?
Have the right to remain silent, didn't have the ability to.
How about that? When you're in a meeting and someone says something and you're like, oh, no.
I know what that one thing is, though.
What?
Donald.
Romancing the drug. That got both of us riled.
Romancing the stone. Yeah, we've had that. Shelley and I were sitting there, you know, and being a gentleman and letting ladies go first and realizing the fact that she was just going to fall over me if I didn't keep my mouth shut while she went. Shelley and I were both sitting there looking
at I was short.
Give the rundown on what was going on so that people know.
We had this person sharing about...
Two different people
in a row. But the second one sharing about just the how fantastic...
Smoking coke was. And this is a person who had become, at just shortly before then, like the area chair or something?
I mean... And just going on about how great it was, and I mean in detail that we're just sitting there
People in the room, their legs are bouncing.
Yeah, people start looking around the room and bouncing their chairs. And
I mean on the verge, like everyone in there is on the verge of calling someone, can you bring me some shit?
Yeah. Bruce and I were both tapping on the table.
I was faster.
Yeah. And... They didn't even finally get, after going on and on and on, thank you for letting me shh out. And Shelley was, my name's Shelley and I'm an alcoholic. What are you doing?
Jane, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, I think that's
what
she said.
You're going to die.
What the hell's wrong with you?
What the hell's wrong with you? You're going to die. I'm not going to sit here and watch you die.
Oh, Shelley went off. I was so proud.
Yes, but then you were the more measured, reasoned response, see, and you went on longer because I was so apoplectic.
Oh,
I just
you
went,
were.
That was just, I'm done.
Yeah.
And Mark laid him out. In
kindly.
Yeah.
Bubble wrapped.
But firmly.
Bubble wrapped them before I set them ablaze.
Bubble wrapped before you dropped them off the cliff. But that, you know, that's an example of the opposite of you have the right to remain silent. Yeah. I have that right,
yeah,
but I just can't.
I just can't
in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes we shouldn't.
Yeah.
That's part of what being in the program is about, is knowing. And it's not always a good judgment call for me. Sometimes I don't know when now is a good time to speak up. Now is a good time to tell them they're headed off the – oh, that had to hurt. You know,
subtopic.
When is a good time to do that?
No,
I don't know.
The right to remain silent, but shouldn't.
Yeah, because sometimes it's important that we speak up.
I have someone lately that's been mostly, you know, these days, the youngsters, they do everything through text. And I get texts from one of my friends who I used to sponsor. He's having a lot of health problems. His daughter is also having health problems. And I get texts from her where, like, I'm always like, what are you doing? How are you feeling? What are you, you know, she's like, oh, I'm out with so-and-so. And I'm like, do not get loaded. Do not get, I'm out with so-and-so. That's a bad idea. Every time you go to that person, you know, and it's like, I know it's falling on deaf ears, but I can't not say it. I'm like, you've got to go home. This person needs to have a surgery. And the last time I went to take them at 5 a.m. to go have their surgery, they tested dirty. They would not do the surgery, and it's a cancer surgery. And this person's young. I'm like, you do not understand. And it's like, I was going to lay it out to her about, you do not understand. You have third stage cancer and blah, blah, blah. And I was just going to lay it all out. And then fortunately for me, the mother did it for her because I don't think this girl had an idea. But it was like the kind of thing where they kind of wanted to protect her from what was really going on. I'm like, you can't protect her from that. She's got to know. And I get to the point where I cannot remain silent with this person. You get that ever with – well, you get it with sponsees, right? Sponsee tells you something.
Yeah, you know, you give him that little laugh. You know, usually it starts out like this. They start out with, I was thinking.
Or I have a great idea.
I was thinking.
I was thinking.
Problem number one.
And I go, hold on, let me pop some popcorn. If I got to watch this, let me at least enjoy it.
Can I get my video camera out? Because this is going to be good. I might have to save it for later.
So, that's usually what it starts out with. I've been thinking. Ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck. Oh, we can't.
Debbie
because of
it.
Peanut Gallery's mean and won't let us go get ice cream.
No. You guys can go get ice cream.
Nah.
I can't run.
Nah,
it's all right.
I'm good.
It's too late now.
I'm good.
Anyway.
The ice cream truck on our street plays Helter Skelter.
I love that.
Usually be middle of summer and he'll be playing Christmas songs. I'm like, what?
Okay, really? So anyway.
Yeah.
It starts with you getting popcorn and then.
Yeah, and then, you know.
Good pull,
and then
Shen.
It usually follows up with, I met this girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking that she has more time than me. So it's not like I'm 13-stepping her. Which so far has made a good point.
Yeah.
So we're getting the part where...
Yeah, we're getting to the part where it all starts to come apart.
Yes.
Yeah. She's friends with the girl I was dating last week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But I like her better.
Oh.
There you go. There's your error.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've straight out told guys. We talked about it a few shows ago. You had a sponsee was taken off to New York to spend New Year's Eve in Times Square.
Yeah. I'm going to Times Square with this girl, and I'm really afraid I'm going to drink while I'm there.
Yeah.
So,
and I said, I have a feeling that you're going to avoid losing your sobriety while you're in New York. He goes, really? I says, yeah, you'll do it before you even leave. So you don't have to deal with the guilt while you're there.
He'll go, it was my sponsor's direction. He told me it would happen that way.
And it absolutely happened exactly that way. You know, it's like two trains on the same track going toward each other. You know they're going to collide.
Yes.
So it's not like, you're not like guessing, you know, because other than the most interesting man in the world, you can't parallel park a train. So, but you see two trains speeding toward each other. They're going to hit.
Yes.
I have a situation with some people that are around my store, and there's this young couple, and I couldn't remain silent with either one of them. I've told them both. You've got, like, no time, the guy. The girl's got, like, 4 months. I'm like, but you have no time. And I said, look, dude, this girl, probably great for you. You are cancerous to her.
Yeah.
Told her the same thing. I said, you know what? You're probably great for him. He's horrible for you. Yeah. Neither one of you guys. She's like, but I love him so much, and he loves me. I'm like, if he loves you that much, tell him to wait a year. Because if he can't wait a year, I don't think he loves you. And she goes, yeah, you think? And I'm like, if he really loves you and you really love him, can't you wait a while?
But
and she goes,
magical.
Well, we should be able to, right?
It's magical.
I went and did that panel at Detox. It was magical.
God, I love those.
Sorry, Shelly.
I love those ones that, like, there's Facebook posts and it's got a picture of Willy Wonka and he's got, like, his hand on his on his chin like this, and it says, so you just met him in the recovery center. Oh, tell me how that works out. God. So, Shelly.
Yes.
What would your final words on the right to remain silent be?
Just because we have these thoughts doesn't mean we have to say them. Sometimes it's important, sometimes it's not, but you got to pick your battles.
Not too shabby there, Shell. Mark.
Take an epic pause, and then if it comes out, it was meant to anyway.
What's the old thing? It's like, you know, make sure your brain is engaged before you open your mouth.
Yeah.
You know? What I was going to say is, you have the right to... My final words on you have the right to remain silent.
Anything you say can and will be used against you at coffee?
See, that's an even better
one.
There
you go.
I was just going to be silent.
A tag team.
I was just going to be silent.
Oh, well... You'll be silent.
He was, I could tell.
Pull the other one. It's got bells on.
That's it. Because when I go like this with the mic, and I move it away from my face.
That means
you'd have to move the mic away from your face because anytime it's in front of your face, the temptation to speak, your will to speak could not be. We couldn't wire your jaw shut. You'd be going like this. I have to talk now.
Jeez. Wow. Don't sugarcoat it. Say what you really mean. Mark.
Say what you mean to say.
We have a friend back east.
We do. That would be Bruce.
The Other White Meat.
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you and get the subscription, prescription.
I love that.
And he will send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sit gather, let
like
Bruce know. And he will send you some hard copies to strew about the facility. If you would like to speak to Bruce about a franchise, you can contact him. He'll give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Awesome. Shelley, people listen to the show.
Thank you. Anybody who listened to the show is okay with us. We appreciate it. But if you could go to recovery101.net, click on one of the shows. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've been counted. That helps us with the numbers. Thank you very much. If you are not a member, you can become a member. It's free.
And fun.
And
Jinx,
you can go back and listen to old shows. You can comment and leave topic suggestions on the shows. Please leave it at the top show so Bruce sees it easily. You can like old shows. You can follow us. You can put us on playlists.
You could lead us if you want.
Yes, there you go. And thank you and whatnot.
Thank you and whatnot. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio fan show page. And we put updates to the show and stuff in there. You can leave topic suggestions in there. We also have a Recovery 101 Radio Facebook group, and that is a closed group. You ask to be a member. We will certainly let you. If you are anonymous on Facebook but you'd like to talk about recovery, you can do it in there. We've got on the fan page, we're well over 2,000 already, so we're cranking right along there. It's actually helpful to me. If you ever want a friend request me, it doesn't mean I won't accept a friend request, but I'm getting right up there at my max again. So if you want to interact with me or with anyone else in the group, better to do it on the fan show page or the Recovery 101 group. We've got an email address, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send topic suggestions and boozy news to that. That's recovery101radio@gmail. If you want to record a jingle for us, you can also send it to that email address, and I guarantee we will use it at least once, at least once. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com. Oh, I forgot.
What?
And if you're going to take a picture of yourself, naked or not, holding a thing that says Recovery 101, we like those. We'll post them on the fan pages and stuff. We haven't got that. I need to look and see if we've gotten anything like that. That'd be awesome. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley. Who's the lead out music by?
Sean Van Domelen.
Sean Van Domelen from sleepypilotmusic.com. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Thank God.
closer.